My name is Anne Browse. I'm here representing Methodist Women in Britain, a charity that covers Methodist women's work across the whole country. And I'm here with Churches Together in Britain and Ireland, in Greece, visiting some of the refugee camps, and have just come back from a fantastic evening of hospitality with Father Malcolm Bradshaw and his wife Olga.
My name's Judith Morris. I'm from the Baptist Union of Wales and from the Cateen Churches in Wales, and I'm part of the group of 12 women. And as Anne said, we've just come back from this amazing evening with Father Malcolm Bradshaw and his wife Olga, and there were a number of other women there who've been actively working with the refugees, responding to their needs in a variety of ways.
Yes, we spent the beginning of the evening just listening to stories of how things are at the moment for the refugees. And I think we were struck by the passion with which some of these women, they were all women this evening, work to try to make things better in this really, really difficult situation. People like Maria from the Salvation Army, who has had so much involvement and who spoke really with such emotion about the work that she's done, particularly with some of the younger women, women who've been trafficked, women who've had babies that seem to have gone missing. Really, really heart-rending situations that we've heard about.
And then we heard from the lawyer who's been working with people and trying to help them with family reunion, and working with people who have the special needs. And I have to admit that when I went there this evening, we're coming to the end of the trip, and there was a sense of real information overload and having seen a lot and travelled quite a bit. But again, you were just absolutely astounded by the scale of the problem and the amount of work that the Greek people are doing in responding to the needs of the refugees.
We also heard from Sharon. Sharon has been over here with Samaritan's Purse. She comes from Southampton, and Samaritan's Purse seemed to have a really big input into the situation. I think a lot of funding from America is coming in via their charity. And she again talked about very practical ways in which they've been responding to situations. I think she'd been to Samos, one of the camps that we had hoped to go into at the beginning of our trip, but were actually only able to see from the outside. But again, it was hearing stories of people responding to the very urgent situations that they find.
And I think one particular issue that stood out tonight for me was the problem of people being trafficked, and particularly women, and how they, the women who were there this evening, how they were helping them, providing home, accommodation and money and life skills, and how they also emphasised that, you know, the trafficking and the smuggling people isn't only a problem now, but it was a problem previously. And I think somebody did say this evening that, you know, Athens currently is the paradise of trafficking and smugglers.
And one of the other major issues seems to be around the question of unaccompanied minors. In particular, we heard about young men between the ages of 11 and 18. And I just thought about the work that I've done previously with teenagers, and about my own children, the very idea of one of my children being completely on their own in a country where they didn't know the culture, they didn't know the language. And so that seems to me to be a really important piece of work that's being done. But of course, the fear is that there are far more unaccompanied minors than are actually known about at the moment.